Amen. Brother Will Blackwell is with us today. He's going to give a testimony this morning, and then we're going to have a few more treats for you. And then Brother Blackwell will be preaching for us tonight in the service. But right now we're calling on Brother Blackwell to come. If you're glad to have him here, say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Brother Blackwell. Glory to God.
Thank you, Brother Rutledge. Praise the Lord, everybody. I said it's good to be back in Monroe again. Four and a half months ago yesterday we were here, still enjoying what we felt and heard four and a half months ago. Thank the Lord. I just sat there thinking, now I can't tell all of my experience, had too many. But I will say about 17th day of this month, 50 years ago, I give my heart to God. 45 years ago, I started preaching the gospel. Find no place to stop. I failed God a time or two, but God has never failed me.
Hallelujah.
I remember one time, 1950, I had cancer. Wife kept begging me and begging me, wouldn't go to a doctor. She kept begging me to go, and she told me, she said, well, they know, they can tell you what's wrong with you, and you know how to take care of your body. I went to the doctor, and he looked me in the face, and he called me Johnny. He said, Johnny, I'm just going to put the cards on the table, face up. You've got a cancer. And I did have it. It done ache from the inside outside, from through. Came home, of course, wife and I sat down and had a big cry. She said, what are you going to do? I was farming in the big scale. That's what I was talking about. I failed God, but it never failed me.
Right.
I backed up on God and got me some farm equipment. And I said, well, I'm going to write some letters. And now this was Thursday. I wrote some letters. Said, where are you going to go? I said, the first place I get a letter from. So I wrote some letters. Next week, I got a letter with $6 in it. And said, Brother Blackwell, you start a revival tonight. It's 10th revival tonight in Carthage, Mississippi. Well, that was a Saturday evening. And I didn't get a bus till 6. Now I'm going to start a revival hundreds of miles from now that night. She said, well, what are you going to do? I said, well, I'm going to be there when I get there. Anyway, to cut the story short, went on preached two or three revivals over there and came back home on the farm, and that was eating me up. I was in pain. I had just like hot wires in me. I went down to the Bible Hill and was praying, and God spoke to me and said, you go to church tonight, testify to your healing. That is quite an adventure to do. Me up burning up right then, just eating me up alive. Well, I went. Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So they started testimony service. A little lady pastor, after they started singing the song, went something like this. I'm longing for a home, for the sun's going down. I long to be where sweet rest can be found. I'm just about through with this old house of clay. I'm leaving this world for glory someday. There I were. That was eating me up. No relief. But God just kept telling me, testify to your healing. Testify to your healing.
Yes.
Directly, Brother Rutledge, I picked up the nerve of grace or something to get up. And I said, I thank God that He has healed my body. From that day to this, from that moment to this, it never felt a pain.
Glory.
And it healed up, left no scars. And I thank God for it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's real to me. If you remember when I was here, a little over 4 months ago, I preached. You to Texas. What kept me this far was I kept my integrity. That's the thing that's kept me this far. Is I've held on to God and kept my integrity, and I mean to keep it from this on. Thank God for that word. Oh, it's been good to me. Several other things I could tell you. 22nd day of 22nd day of June 1932 on the farm. This is right about the beginning of my ministry. Stepped out on the porch one night, Brother Rogers. Church was all busted up. Your grandfather, Dad Rooks, came to us a few days for that. I stepped out on the porch, a great long porch, about 32 foot long. I stepped out there right in the north, and I don't know what direction it's on here, but north's north in here. I looked out the view north, and in that porch was it never been a star before in the world. And there was a great big star right in the north, right down low. Well, I just turned around, Brother Raymond, stepped this step, that foot, and this one, and stepped on a rattlesnake on that porch. What did we do? Of course, I've always picked at my wife, both of them. Of course, one of them's gone now. And I said to them, honey, bring a match out here. And I said, no, I said, don't get a match, just light a lamp and come out here. She said, I'm not a coming. And brother, listen, that was hard. And she wouldn't come, and I backed up the porch and sat down in a chair and started praying. Because I knew she wasn't coming. Because I have to bring a match and come to the door, and I thanked her for opening the door for me. I didn't blame her. But directly I said, sure enough, I think a snake bit. My baby brother was spending the night with us that night. And she grabbed him out of the night here, hit the wall. Break. Break it off. You know, every time she strikes. He jumped up and came out there. And that dude was still on the porch. But did you know before I went to bed that night, I had that all fixed for God. The next morning, I walked 3.5 miles on that foot to my mother-in-law's and had dinner. That's the kind of God that I'm serving. Thank the Lord. That's the reason why that I love to sing that little song I just sung. I'm just about through with this old house of clay. I'm leaving this world for glory someday.
And we're not going to receive an offering this morning. We're going to wait upon you tonight for a real good love offering. But we're going to ask Brother Freeman to come right now and just take his liberty. And then just about 30 minutes, we're going to have dinner together, and we have something prepared, especially for all the senior citizens. So, Brother Freeman, everybody that's glad to see Brother Freeman, say amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Brother Freeman, God bless. Hallelujah. How long do you say I can step here? 5 minutes. No. You just start, I'll pull you down.
Don't start hooking me up to nothing until I get ready. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
I want to see you. Brother Rutland told me he had a bunch of preachers up here. I want you to stand up. I want to see how many you got here. Well, that's good. Fine.
Amen.
Yeah, my kid. Now, he don't talk like he's going to give me an hour to preach, but I'll stop. Well, it's been a, seemed like a year since I've been here, but I'm just happy to come. And I was thinking 2-3 days ago, I don't know why, but Brother Blackwell sometimes is a little puny, and I am too, but I said I hope that Brother Blackwell gets to go, and I'm proud he's with me today. And I'll speak tonight. I told him today to do something for me, and he just wouldn't do it. He just plainly told me he wasn't going to do it. Now, that's easy understood. I told him, I said, I don't feel too good, and I want you tonight to cover up for me. No, he wasn't going to do it. Well, I'm not going to get to say what I'm going to say and do what I'm going to do. Never have. And I never will. But I feel the presence of God. There's some of this maybe that I used when I was here before, but I'm going to use it again. Sometimes I preach this one sermon 3-4 times. But there's just something about this that has dawned on me that I want to say while I'm here. And we find in Genesis the 26th, in the first chapter, 26th verse, there's something inside of a man that I want to talk about today. We find here that, and God said, let us make man. Not a monkey, a man. Now you want to get with me. If I happen to kind of turn on the key while hollering at me, they're going to scare me.
Sure.
Not a bit in the world. If you want to slap your hand, raise your hand, get up and run and just help yourself. Glory to God, I feel the presence of God. Make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air. Now I want to turn to the second chapter, and when I read this verse, I want you to meditate quick and think what I'm going to say. I don't hardly know myself. But anyhow, we got to say something. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Hallelujah.
A living spirit.
Yes.
Somebody said to me one time when I was talking about this, he said, well, according to the way you preach, everybody's got the spirit about them. I said, yeah, he's got something inside of him. You can't deny that. I want to talk about something that people just neglect. They just look over it, walk over it, and set it aside. Some other time, I'll have time, and I'll attend to this. That is the Spirit of God that keeps this thing going. This thing that I'm talking about now, I guess Brother Hinkle could go along with me. Maybe some old minister out somewhere in the woods with a chopping axe, cutting down some bushes, building the brush on. Hallelujah, glory to God, I'm feeling something.
Yes.
He wasn't looking for money. He didn't know we were in the money nowhere around. We didn't have no money.
No.
But there's something inside that God blowing in now. When he made man, they kept him a going. He didn't want to give it up.
Right.
God, it's always moving. Brother Blackwell has told me a lot of times how he preached revival meetings and he didn't get much out of it. And I said, you're not having any. I'm
Bless God, bless God, bless God, bless God. I'm not old, man. I can get around. I don't hardly want to say, but I'm going to say something. God, I've been working all the whole summer in the heat. And it got to 107, and I was still working. It's not easy to get out there. You shoveling the rice fields and the snakes and the skeeters in 107 degree. But I want to tell you something. God has put something inside of a man that built his hopes up that he don't want to give up. Don't make any difference how old, how poor he is, how he comes in this world and meets with the conflicts. There's always something in there that says, go on, don't give up. I've helped build lots of brush arbors. Somebody said there ain't many people around here. I said, no, there are not many people around here. And I said, God's up there. And I said, I've been led by the Spirit of God, that thing, that Holy Spirit. I've been led to build this harbor, and I'm going to build it. Bless God, the seats was filled up. We didn't have a cushion out there like you've got. We had an old sawmill slab. We turned it over, keep from sitting on splinters. But the people shouted. They had something. They got stirred up with what God gave them. You need a stirring today. You need a fountain move. When you think you broke, I went off to work a many time and no food hardly in the house. But I come back with some food. Something said, don't give up. Don't give up. I'm going to tell you something. A lot of you people that used to go with your wives when they were young, you had in your head that you wanted them for a wife, and you wouldn't give up either. You just kept on fighting the battle, and after a while, you got done what you wanted done. And that's the same way it is by man today. Man and woman have got something on the inside of them if they yield to God. Now there's a stubborn will that won't let the Spirit work. But when you let God work, you keep on going. And I want to tell you a many time that I walked over the northwest part of this country of where I live up there in Arkansas. And tarred feet, blistered feet. And one time I pulled my shoes off and put them in my pocket and walked on the Bermuda grass outside the road. But I tell you, there's something in there that said, keep going, boy. Keep going. That's what I called you to do. That's what I saved you to do, was to work for me in my vineyards. Brother, today it seemed like the vineyards is growing up. They need pruning. They need somebody to know something about it, Brother Blackwell, to do that. Oh, thank God. Sometimes I get to studying about how old I am. But I said, well, no, I'm not. But I get to studying about me toddling around. Once in a while I get up and I act like I'm drunk. I don't drink. But anyhow, my wife said, you don't feel good. No, I don't feel good. Well, all right. She said the other morning, said, do you feel like going down there? I said, no, I don't feel like going. Well, said, you better stay here. I said, no, I ain't going to stay here. Hallelujah, glory to God. Some of these days, this old boy is going to make his life trip. Oh, bless God. Brother Blackwell, I wouldn't miss it for nothing in the world. This is my chance to worship God with you people, to mingle our spirits together, and to have a good time, and to have a good handshake, and to meet with our old people, to thank it out. Oh, glory to God. We're not alone. This world, they think that we're poor. We got nothing, but we got it all. We're heirs and a joint heir. for the things of God. Hallelujah. Woo! I like that. I like it. All right. Bless God. Yeah, I like that. All right. Woo! Oh, thank God. I look back when I was a young man. When I was on the mission field back in Boston Mountains. You all don't know much about that. Some of you. And it was up one hill and down the other. If you made it to the top, you sure got down on the other side because you'd almost rolled down. But down in them hollers was creeks. And there was ice out a little piece from the bank. Brother Blackwell knows what I'm talking about. About 2 or 3 foot. Out in the center was running water. When I get to them places, I couldn't go to the bridges. I get to them places, you don't care about getting down here. We're going to get you down anyhow. Oh, hallelujah. When I get to them places, I'd stand there a little bit. And directly, I'd pick me up a stick. It's out in the woods. And I'd break out of ice. I'd pull off the best clothes I had. I didn't have clothes much to wear. Very nice, but I love good clothes, don't you? And I'd pull them off, and I rolled them around my Bible. I walked off into that cold water. Woo! Feeling what it did way back yonder. Glory to God. And I walked on across the mountains, and I remember one year I walked across the mountains, brother, broke the ice and preached the whole year. And whenever I got through that year, I said, I want to shake hands with everybody that's been benefited by my service this year. One old red-headed boy come up there. I like red hair, too. I got a girl that's red-headed. And one old boy come up there and grabbed me by the hand. He said, I've been blessed wonderful. And he left a quarter in my hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I went on home rejoicing. Waded the icy creek back. And I felt good about it. I never had a bad cold. But I'm going to tell you something. We need men and women today that's got backbone enough to lay aside some of their work and some of the idols that they're worshiping today and get ready. Paul Jesus is coming back some of these days, and he's not going to have all of his work done up. He's not going to have all of his work done up. Blessed God. Well, we got a nice bunch of young people. We could have better, don't you think so? Y'all give me a little time. I feel something. I just feel something. I believe we're going to have the biggest time today we've had a long time, don't you? I was aiming to sing a song today, but I took a little cold last night. Oh, well, Brother Blackford turned that air on a little stout on there. Just left it like it was, but it's a little bit cold in the night. And my throat got a little sore. But when I was down here before any people got here, I stood up there and looked out across the church. And God gave me a song. Yes, He gave it to me. I know what it is. But I can't sing it. My throat's too sore. But I will sing it someday. And I rejoiced over that. And I'm still rejoicing. But I want to talk a little bit more. I was reading in the Bible where old Abraham was called on to offer up the only son he had. And I thought, well, Abraham, to my own understanding. Abraham, I don't see how you could have done it. But let me tell you, that thing that's inside of him was pushing him on up that mountain. How do you think you'd feel if God will speak to you this morning? He may have spoke to you. He may have said, sacrifice something today. Abraham rolled a little bundle of wood up and put it on old Isaac's back and started his journey. Woo! brother, don't you know it sounds good going up that hill with all his family had? Because there's something on the inside. God was talking to him.
Yes.
Y'all better move down there. You better throw your hand up. You better slap them and say something. I'm not going to quit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you think when old Stephen is laying flat on his back and they're throwing stones at him? What do you think was happening on the inside? Oh, brother, he knowed what he had on the inside, and he looked far into the portals of glory and saw the Son of Man. Glory to God, how many times of this day and time that you've seen the Son of Man? Oh, brother, your imagination looks up and give God the thanks and God the glory, and you felt the very presence of God shining down in your heart. You say, yeah, but that was Stephen over there in that ditch. Yeah, and this is Freeman, but I can look into the portal. With the eye of faith, I can see my destiny. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, a man said to me one time, said, how do you know you're going to be saved? I said, I'm already saved. If I stay saved, ain't nothing to say I'm going to get saved. How you know you're saved? I know that I passed from death unto life because I love you, brethren. I know that I passed from death unto life. Bless God. I thought about this brother of mine back here, old brother Rutledge. I tell you, he went through with a lot of stuff, but I'm so proud. I was in his home last night. I'm so proud of you people. So proud of him and his wife. You reached in the grab bag, we sometimes say, and Pine Bluff, and pulled out two wonderful prizes. And this, we miss him. But we're so proud and so thankful that he's down here. Now I'm going to come to a close because some of you might be getting hungry. I got one more thing that I want to say. I was a Baptist preacher when this taking place. I still ain't got nothing to begin the Baptist. I'll go on and get the Holy Ghost and baptize in Jesus' name. Another thing, you know. I was ministering regularly every night and every day, and every time I had an opportunity and a chance. And I got sick, bad sick, got to falling away. I went from 160 pounds, I told you about it maybe when I down here, I'm going to tell it again. I told the Lord, I'm going to tell them where I went. And I was falling away. I fell from 160 pounds down to 120. I determined to live. Somebody said, why don't you go to Arizona? I said, I don't know nothing about Arizona. Didn't have no money. Don't know nothing about it. I don't know how to get there. Well, I said, go to the doctor first and see what's the matter with you. I went to one doctor and he said, can't do you no good. Wasn't that a terrible thing? Can't do you no good. I said, what's the matter, Doc? He said, you've got TB in both lungs. I know, Dad, I was spitting up blood and all kinds of mucus, but I didn't know it was TB, but I know there was something desperate. And I went to another doctor, and he said, you've got TB. And on, and six of them said the same thing. Said, if you've got any relatives, and you've got any people that you want to see or any business, said, now's the time to do it. I said, y'all don't know just exactly what you're talking about. You may know part of it, but you don't know it all. And I went on out in Phoenix, Arizona. And when I landed in Phoenix, Arizona, I didn't have a place to stay. I was going to sleep on the desert. I determined to live. That thing that I'm talking about, Brother Rutledge, was in behind me, pushing me home. I wasn't going to give up. I had something inside and I knowed I had it. One night, it got up on me. One night, Brother Blackfellow, I knelt on my knees on that old windswept desert. And I held my hands up to God. And I said, "Oh, Lord," I said, "if this is the end of the journey, I've made it. And I'm giving up, seemed like the last breath, the last step that I've got. And I've fought the battle. And I've got a hope that I'm going to get some help." And about that time, I felt something. Woo! It filled up the head. Brother, it went all down through my body. And it went out the bottom of my feet. After it, I can't keep my feet still. Now, that's my business. I'm going to tell it. And I began to feel the strength come up in this old boy's body. From that day until this day, I have never suffered with the TB. Woo! Why don't you cry a little with it? Why don't you clap your hands and dance a little with it? God, that's the greatest thing that ever happened. If I hadn't had what God put in the back there, like He did that man that He made and blew the breath of the Spirit in, if they kept me a-going, Brother Blackwell, I'd have been dead, buried, and it came away. But I just kept on hanging on. I said, I said, there's hope somewhere out there. Now I tell you, when I come back to this place, I was back to my natural weight in about 3 months. And now I work for the last 5 years and I ain't lost a pound of weight. I still hold on. There's something down on the inside of me. I wonder if you go along with me. Something in there that said, "Hang on, boy. Hang on, boy. Don't give up. Hang on. If you get tired, just hang on. If you get hungry, just hang on. If you get broke, just hang on. But you're still a rich man, an heir and a joint heir to the kingdom of God." Hallelujah. I tell you right now, there are not many rich men that's poor. But here's one. This poor boy, he's poor, but he's rich. Glory to God. We need to get stirred around. Stirred up. Move out for God. I wonder whenever that old boy called Daddy to give him his portion of goods. Prodigal son, you've read the story. When he got all that was coming to him and taking his journey. Run in, I guess, every honky-tonk come along. They're different than what now. There's one more clothes to do now, to see. Well, he stopped at every one of them more than likely. And spent a little money. And after a while, the Bible said, they found itself in want. Let me tell you, you and I have journeyed along the road, and we may have stopped a little too long at some place. We may have spent some of the good spirit that God has given unto us. And now is the time for us to find out that we're in want. We're a nation going in decay and chaos every day, every day. My friends, let me tell you right now, it's nothing to see. Almost nudist people going up and down our streets. We have got to the place that we don't care for nothing. But God created us all alive. And He give us something inside of us to help people. Now's the time to stir up something. Stir up something. Do something for God and His kingdom. I come back home. I went to the doctor. I said, "Doc, I want you to take a look at me. When you get back?" I said, some time ago. Where'd you go? I said, I went to Phoenix, Arizona. How do you like it out there? He didn't give me time to tell him. He knowed something had happened. How do you like it out there? I said, I like it all right. But if I had have known before I left what I know now, I wouldn't have made the long trip to Arizona. I would not have ever made the long trip. But we never know. God carried me 1,500 miles away from my people. Broke, no money, no clothes, no place to stay. In order to bring me to my senses that I would trust Him. Oh, let me tell you right now, there's something inside of you that if you let God take a hold of it, break your stubborn will down, you come in that door feeling God and His presence. Hallelujah. You will never get around it. Brother, let me tell you one thing. When that old boy found out that he was in the hog waller, and that's getting pretty low. But you said, I tell you, I don't hardly understand that. No, not till you get in that old waller. And then you understand it. But he's beginning to want. He's seen he's in trouble. And he said, I know what I'll do. That thing that's inside stirring him up. I know what I'll do. I'll go back to my father's house. Do you know what to do when you get cold and indifferent with God? You know where it's at. Will you go back to Him? Will you say, Lord, here I am. I need another renewing of the Spirit of God. My cup is getting empty. I need it renewed up. I need to get a little more love. I need to attend service more. I said, I like that. If you don't like it, I'll keep it. Bless God, I love Jesus, don't you? I love Jesus, don't you? Oh, blessed Jesus. That thing that I'm talking about, and then I'm through. Some of these days, it'll happen to you. I stood by the graveside, seen my people, every one out of 12 and found, passed away. I've got no relatives to speak of much. I don't know why God loved me so, but He does. Do you know why God loves you so? He gave His life. And I get to thinking sometimes, God, why do You keep me here this long? I get so lonesome sometimes, Brother Rutledge, to see some of my brothers, some of my sisters, and my dear old mother, but there's something on the inside of us. Something in there. I said, don't give up now. Don't give up now. You're too near the end. I've crossed the main road in the country and stopped to make my decision what to do, and God seemed to use His hand and point me in directions to go. I'm going to tell you right now, we got something to lead us on. Who can be against us if God is for us? All of the enemies that can be stacked around us will never make God's man lose one step of heels. Keep that thing of working that I'm talking about and that stubborn will out of the way. God will see him through. Oh, bless God, some of these days we're going to come down to the bank of Old Jordan. We're not able, Brother Blackwood, to cross it by ourselves.
No.
No. But there's someone standing over on the other side, so to speak, that'll give us a helping hand. He'll guide us through all troubles. He'll hold us as the death presses our bodies and takes our breath. He'll take this thing and take care of it. Oh, the body will go back to the dust, but the spirit will go back to God.
Thank God.
Now I wish I was somewhere where they said preach all night. I just feel like getting started right now, but here it is, brother. Here it is. Just stir up what's inside of you. That's what you need. That's what you need.
Praise God. That's wonderful. Amen. How many of you got something out of that? Would you raise your hand? Let's just praise the Lord right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's something inside of Brother Freeland. Years after God healed him of that disease that he had, kept leading him into searching out the scriptures. He had a love for God and a love for the people, and he wanted to do something for God, but there was still something else he needed. God knew what it was. Brother Freeman wanted all he could get. One day he turned on his radio and he heard somebody talking about Jesus' name baptism. And there was something that, if he had time to go into it all, he could tell you about. Something inside of him kept saying, go that way. Go that way. And I remember that first day I saw this man walk into our church as a result of turning on his radio. Maybe this is one of the reasons why I'm so interested in radio, because I've seen God work through the medium of radio and bring people and talk to people's hearts. Saw him come in, sat down back there in the pew, this missionary Baptist preacher. Saw him come back again. About 3 weeks after that, saw him walk down the aisle with a sack in his hand. Whispered in the preacher's ear. And I saw some tears go down the cheeks of my dad. Dad said, turn around, Brother Freeman, tell everybody. And he said, that's what he said. He said, I want to be baptized in the name of Jesus. I want to be baptized in Jesus' name. We took him out to the creek. Just a few of us standing there. We raised our hands and worshiped God. Saw that missionary Baptist preacher go into the water in the name of Jesus. Come out of there speaking in tongues, because something inside of him was leading him on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's stand and praise the Lord again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.